is all right now because the cash is back. Double pay work day here at the River. $1,000 each and every hour. Right around the bottom of the hour. Here in 4 minutes, we'll give you the cash. Another $1,000. We do it each and every hour, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the entire month of January. When you guys go to the dentist or the doctor, do you trust the syringes or the tongue suppressors or the dental tools? Do you just believe they're clean?
You know I'm not a germaphobe. I don't even think about this.
So, Dana, when you go, you don't think, oh, I wonder if that needle's been in someone else's arm.
Well, the needles are usually sterilized. They, they unpack them in every way.
Unwrap them.
Yeah, I don't worry about the needle part.
What about the big
fat
clean popsicle stick when they say, put the tongue down, say, ah.
Well, they don't normally do that for adults.
Okay, they don't?
No. In fact, my pediatrician just gives them to Olivia to play with.
Okay. So, what about when they stick that weird thing in your ear? Do you ever think, oh my God, I bet that's got earwax from some other dude's ear canal?
No, because they put covers on them.
Okay. So you never worry about a dental tool or a sharp little drill or any of that? You think it's all clean?
No, my dental tools are usually packaged in plastic, too.
Okay. Joe, you ever have that thought? Like you go in somewhere, you're like, huh, I wonder if this stuff's clean.
They unwrap it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like at a tattoo place or whatever. You see them, take them out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you just kind of know they are.
Okay. What about other stuff? Because you've had a lot of procedures done. There's never been a time where you're like, I wonder if that's been used before. I wonder if that's been anywhere. You never had that thought?
What sort of procedures are you talking about? Like
anything.
I mean, not really.
I mean,
I'm like, Dana, I don't try, that wouldn't even come across my mind. If I found out something like that was going on, I'd worry about it, but I don't. No, I don't think I would.
See, when I go, I hate going to hospitals and doctors and dentists anyway. And I think you go to those places to either die or get sick or sicker than when you came in there. So I'm always suspicious. I'm always like,
Yeah, of like dental tools and needles?
Just everything. I'm just like, well, who cleans this stuff?
Of course you are.
Where's the cleaning person? You know, how clean is this stuff? And it's for good cause that I worry. And you and Dana should worry now, and I want you guys to think about this next time you go to the doctor. And I really want everyone, and I hope to God there's no one going to the doctor right now. Thank God you're not going to a doctor in New Jersey. He had his license suspended at the end of last month due to allegations he put patients' health and safety at risk by using a single catheter for anorectal exams.
Okay? Ew.
Oh, come now.
The procedures these people were getting were because they felt constipated, they had bowel control issues or whatever, and so they would go in. And these medical professionals, when getting this exam done, they place small balloons at the end of the catheter, and that goes inside the damn near killed him.
Okay? Wow.
And this doctor, what he was doing...
Sounds awful.
...was washing and reusing these anorectal thermometers or sticks or probes... And he did this with 5 different patients because his order of new ones didn't come in, so he washed them. And then they found out that his testing equipment was out of date. And then they said, well, was there only 5 patients that he used these things to put where the sun doesn't shine, or were there more?
Oh,
now they think that there were more, and they think that there were a lot more. So the guy lost his license, and they don't think he's going to get it back, but he was sticking the same thing, and it's just awful. And he was washing it. So you got to give him credit because he thought he was sterilizing it, but that is not procedure. So
not procedure.
You got to go in and get an anorectal exam. Might want to ask the doctor, hey, is that clean?
You say this now, and I've had to go in. I don't know what the anorectal exam is, but I've had the camera.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's called a colonoscopy. Is that what that's called?
Sure. You used to call it a hobby.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
I had diverticulitis.
Uh-huh.
And I had to go in several years ago, a lot that year, probably 3 or 4 times I had to go in.
Yeah, you did it like 3 or 4 times in a day, didn't you?
Oh, really? In a day? But I always wondered, it's a camera.
Mm-hmm.
That they use.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it a separate camera every time?
No. No, it's going into some sort of sterilization tank, or it's going through a procedure. So they're cleaning it. They're not going to go out and buy a high dollar a camera every time someone comes in and wants their you-know-what pictured.
Now that you just said that, I wonder about that, because I don't recall. I mean, they dope you up good before you go in for something like that. You don't really even know what day of the week it is, obviously.
Sure.
So you don't know, you don't see it come unwrapped, but it is a camera that goes in there, and it's on like a long, bendable,
flexible
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wondered about that, you know, now that you say this.
They asked the doctor why he did this. He said he was too tired to get new ones, and he also said that he was pooped.
Are you making this up? All that for that?
No, that part there I made up.
Oh, you jerk. But no. I thought you were lying about the little story.
No, the story's real. He was reusing the same anorectal exam equipment on other people.
That is awful.
Jason, welcome. What's going on?
Hey, Jason.
Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
That's awful. Welcome.
Because I was pooped. That's funny. Oh, sorry, you had me in tears right there.
Jason, what's up?
Oh, man, I was thinking right before Christmas, I went and got a haircut, and I don't have a lot of money, and I just went to this little Great Clips, you know, a little supercut type of place, and they're real busy, and they're one after another, and they just took out this, like, spray can and just, like, did a little on a couple little small sprays on the electric hair clippers so I could get a little number two, kind of shortcut around.
You want to get a good number two, you got to go to Jersey. You got to get your hair cut at that doctor. You want a number two.
A little number two. She was pooped. So yeah. I thought to myself, wow, you know, what if someone had, like, fleas or bugs or lice or something right before me?
Yeah, I don't know
if they would stay on a clipper.
But here's the thing.
From the previous person.
Yeah, they used to have that tank of, like, barbicide, they called it.
The scissors and stuff would go in.
And they put it in that big jar, like, solution or whatever it was.
It was blue or green or something. Yeah.
It was like some sort of tonic or whatever, you know, some sort of potion. And they used to sterilize like that, but now...
I don't see that anymore.
No, they just have, like, a can of Lysol, and it's like... They spray it, and you're like, okay, I guess it's clean. And the scissors, like, I'll see scissors that still have, like, little whiskers or hair on them, and I'll ask, I'll say, can you wipe it? But they don't take care of the hair-cutting tools the way they used to. He's absolutely right with that.
Wow. Blew it off.
Yeah. I mean, you can't buy...
I don't even think about that.
Well, look at you. When's the last time you've been to a barber?
Over Christmas break... Yeah. The vacation, I went in and had it shaved because I was letting it grow out, but usually I shave my head myself now.
That'd be actually a good thing if you got some sort of head disease. Maybe you'd have to shave the rest of it off and grow back normal hair.
I'm keeping this haircut. I don't care what you guys say.
Aaron, welcome. What's going on?
Hey, so I was calling to let you guys know that with, like, doctor's offices and hospitals and stuff, like the camera that Joe was talking about, they use a device called an autoclave.
Okay.
And it sterilizes it.
So is it like a hot tank, or is it like clean air, or is it some sort of bio, I don't know, ionosphere? I think you've
seen them before. They look kind of like a toaster oven, and they're gray. And you put
you'll see them in tattoo shops, because they use them to sterilize the metal grips and stuff like that. But hospitals and
okay, so here's the thing, and I know
dental
people...
offices also use them.
I know what the law says, and I know what the policies are, but don't you think people get tired, or they forget, or they get lazy?
No way. I would
what
think
do you mean,
is
no way?
A rarity. This doctor here is a huge rarity on something like this.
I'm here to tell you, I bet it happens more often than not, where people get busy. Yes, someone that's supposed to clean the stuff, he's like, I want to go home today. The football game's on. You know he forgets. You know she forgets to do it. I guarantee dirty stuff, medical stuff or dental stuff, has been in your mouth or in your body.
Well, when you go to all those little metal, like the little metal hook thing that you use at a dentist, I don't even know what that's called, but it's like a little point pick thing.
Yeah.
They don't unwrap those each time, I don't think. No. So those would be something that would be sterilized.
They're dental tools that the dentist, like when I go, she has like this little soft bag that unfolds, and there's like special tools in there.
Yeah.
And you'll see them open them up.
And you see those sterilizing things that this lady's talking about at dentist office, at doctor's offices. You see them in the...
That's just for looks. That's all that is.
I hope not, man.
I hope anyone go to the dentist or doctor right now doesn't take this with them, but you know what? You probably will.
Oh, God.
Ask. We got to give you cash right now. 200. Get another $1,000. Joe, give him the code word.
Code word for this hour is bills.
Ooh.
B-I-L-L-S. Bills. The 200. B-I-L-L-S. Good luck.